This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of Cubans protested Sunday in the largest anti-government demonstrations in decades. People expressed frustrations with the economic crisis and the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Protesters chanted slogans calling for freedom, liberty, and unity as they marched in the capital, Havana. Demonstrators also turned out in San Antonio de los Baños near Havana, voicing their anger about long lines for food, cuts in electricity, and trouble with the supply of medicine. Cuba is also experiencing its worst phase of the coronavirus pandemic. Health officials report a record more than 6,900 new infections and 47 deaths on Sunday. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel visited San Antonio de los Baños on Sunday, acknowledging that people had turned out to express their frustration. But he blamed the unrest on a Cuban-American mafia social media campaign. He also blamed the United States, which under former President Donald Trump reimposed a trade embargo on Cuba. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. health officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as President Joe Biden's medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, maybe likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted that booster shots would be needed within 12 months, drawing a rebuttal from U.S. health officials saying booster shots were not needed at this time. On Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci didn't rule out the possibility, but said it was too soon for the government to recommend another shot. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. general leading the war in Afghanistan has relinquished command Monday. That's according to U.S. officials. It's a symbolic end to America's longest conflict, even as Taliban insurgents gain momentum. Austin Miller became America's last four-star general on the ground in Afghanistan in a ceremony in Kabul that comes ahead of a formal end to the military mission there on August 31st. British police have opened investigations into the racist abuse of three black football players. The players missed penalties in England's shootout loss to Italy in the European Championship final. The Metropolitan Police have condemned the unacceptable abuse of Marcus Rashford, Jadon Sancho, and Bukayo Saka. The department says it will be investigating the offensive and racist social media posts published soon after Italy won Sunday's shootout 3-2 after the match ended 1-1. The English Football Association says it is appalled by the disgusting behavior. It adds that social media companies should take action to make their platforms free from the abhorrent abuse. The latest suspect detained in Haiti amid the search for the president's assassins is a Haitian in his 60s living in the U.S. state of Florida. The AP reports this person identifies himself as a doctor and has accused the leaders of his homeland of corruption. Police identified the man Sunday night as Christian Emmanuel Sonon and said that President Jovenel Moïse's alleged killers were protecting him as the supposed president of Haiti. The head of Haiti's police accused Sonon of working with those who plotted and participated in Moïse's killing, but gave no information on the purported masterminds. The police chief says Haitian authorities obtained the information from interrogations and other parts of the investigation. Authorities searching for victims of a deadly collapse in Florida say they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed. European vacationers had hoped this year's Northern Hemisphere summer would be largely free of travel restrictions, but countries across Southern Europe are now scrambling to reimpose pandemic curbs amid alarm at rising cases of the Delta variant. That's a highly contagious coronavirus strain that was first detected in India. You can read more about this story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.